Good Thursday morning, everyone. My name is Will Harris, and I worship with the Christians at Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in this morning and your interest in starting your day off by thinking about spiritual things for a few minutes. This week we've been asking the question, what would you give in exchange for your soul? And this is, of course, taken from Matthew 16, where Jesus asked, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Now, as we've already noted this week, each day, this question is not as easy as it might seem at first. After all, if we were presented with the choice between earthly position or possession or our soul, I think we would choose our soul. But, also as we've noted, we aren't given one single choice, but a whole lifetime's worth of choices where we repeatedly choose our soul or something else over and over. It's easy to choose our soul once, but to make that choice each day of our lives over and over, year after year, is quite a different thing. There are so many things in our lives fighting for our time and attention that we must be constantly vigilant and intentional to keep our focus on where it needs to be. Today I want to talk about one more thing that I think can try to pull us away and consume us, and that is pastimes. Now, that's a broad category, but what I'm talking about here is anything from sports to hobbies, music, fishing, hunting, whatever you do in your free time, aside from staring at a screen, which we've already discussed this week. And these are things that are not necessarily bad or evil, and I'm not saying that it's wrong to pursue any one of these things I just named. As a matter of fact, I like to joke that I'm a collector of hobbies myself. I've dabbled in and tried a lot of different things. I do think there are some dangers, though, that we need to be aware of when we choose how we fill our free time. The first danger is going to sound very familiar if you've been listening all this week. By their very nature, all of these activities are meant to take time. As disciples of Christ, we have obligations that we need to be mindful of every day. And pastimes are the perfect way to suck all of the time out so that there's none left over for the things we need to be doing. Besides our service to Christ, these are things that can affect our responsibilities towards our family. We need to be mindful of whether the activities we choose to participate in promote time with our family or time apart. I think we've all seen the families who stay on the go 7 days a week because each child is involved in a different activity that has its own practices, games, and competitions. On the other hand, though, I've known of families who are very intentional about this, and they carefully choose the activities that they participate in as a family, activities that help them spend more time together and not constantly rushing from one practice to the next with each child, barely seeing each other for more than a few minutes during the day. Now, the second danger is one that we haven't talked about this week, but that's the associations that we might make as part of being involved in some of these activities. While none of the things mentioned earlier are evil, many of them can bring us into contact with some things we just shouldn't be associated with as Christians. Just a couple of examples. One of the biggest advertisers for many sporting events are alcohol producers. And there's an entire culture of alcohol consumption with sporting events, such as tailgating, the beer, baseball games. Another example would be the dress, or the lack thereof, at certain events. Events that feature cheerleading, or sometimes even the sporting events themselves, like swimming or gymnastics, may expose us to, or even encourage us to, participate in immodest dress that's just not appropriate for a follower of Christ. These are things that we need to think about as we choose our activities. What sorts of temptations and influences are we going to be putting in front of ourselves and our families if we pursue these things? Now, like we've done for the past 2 days, let's wrap up by asking ourselves a few questions that we should consider as we think about our pastimes that we choose to participate in. Number one, do our hobbies interfere with our spiritual lives? Do we make prayer and Bible study a priority in our day, or do we just do them if we happen to have some time left over? Number two, do our hobbies keep us away from worship services? What about ball practice? Do we prioritize being at services with our children, or are we showing them, through our example, that their service to God takes a back seat to whatever else we may have going on during the week? Number three, do the activities that we choose for our families encourage more time together as a family, or keep us separate and on the run? Number four, do we have time in our schedules for helping others? Suppose a member from church were to call you and ask you if you could help them out with something this week. Could you do it? Would you have time for that? And number five, what are the influences and temptations that we could be exposing ourselves and our families to by choosing an activity? Some events and activities are just more family-friendly than others. We'll wrap up there for today, but tomorrow we're going to conclude our study for this week by looking at what the primary focus of our time and attention should be. We spent the whole week up until now talking about how we shouldn't be too focused on earthly things, but we couldn't finish a study like this without going back to the Bible and talking about what we should be focusing on as Christians. I'm looking forward to that study, and I hope that you'll be able to join me for that tomorrow. That's about all the time I have for today, but I thank you so much for tuning in, and hope you all have a great day.